He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, friends, it's me and it's you, and it just happens to be another fun-filled half hour of nostalgic entertainment. I am Jason Kirtman, that happy-go-lucky, smiling fellow from the Tularosa Basin right here in southern New Mexico. It's where the women are beautiful and the men, well, the men are finely groomed. I hope you're having a sunshiny day wherever you might be, and I hope you make the most of it no matter what you do. Make sure, definitely make sure, that you provide yourself with a little fun. At least a little, anyway. Well, let's have a little fun right now, shall we? Let's get started with all of it right now. My friends, this is The Jason Kirtman Show. That was The Foundations with Build Me Up Buttercup. Here are The Supremes with a little butter too. It's called Buttered Popcorn.
My baby likes
buttered popcorn.
To the show.
Buttered popcorn.
He said he wanted some more.
Continue on with that tasty fun. Here are the new beats with Bread and Butter. Well, they say that it takes all kinds of people found in all kinds of places. Most of the silly, weird criminal activities that I report on take place right here in the strangely wonderful and oft times eccentric land we call the United States of America. But this one, at least this week, happened in China. A driver stopped at a traffic light in China was recorded leaning out his window of his van and using a slingshot to take out a traffic camera. The closed-circuit TV traffic camera footage shows the man, later identified as having the last name Li, L-I, shows him stopped at a Shanghai red light in his blue minivan. Now, he can be seen reaching a slingshot out of the van's window and using it to obliterate the camera's lens. Now, being accurate with a slingshot is very challenging. I know, because my son and I sometimes shoot them on the weekends. It's not an easy task to take a target and hit it accurately, even from 20 feet, especially one the size of a camera lens. This impressive shot didn't earn him any marksmanship awards, but it did get him an arrest from local police. He told officers he lost his temper because he'd been waiting too long for the light to change. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. Well, friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful and beautiful day with you. You have no idea how much I enjoy putting this program together, and I'd like to thank all of the stations and networks that carry the program. You can find out more about them by going to my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, please check out the blog and send me an email. I'd love to know where you heard the program. And I'd like to remind you also that today's program is brought to you by sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, where the checkout code is always the word Jason. Don't forget to spend quality time with the ones you love this week, especially with those children. I know that you're going to have a busy week. I know you are, because I am. We all are. But we can't neglect the kids, right? Let's get back to all the fun we have here every week, right now, right here on The Jason Kurtman Show.
Learn how to love, learn how to walk, learn how to talk like a baby talk. Learn how to see, see what I want. Learn how a baby do that I don't. And I'm a changed man, I've been baptized. And I'm a changed man, I'm a brand new guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let me tell you, mama, do what you feel in my soul. You've been the best that I had to hold. You did this, baby, you did that. You little girl, you showed me where I was at. Now I'm a changed man, I've been baptized. And I'm a changed man, I'm a brand new guy. Yeah, yeah. All right, let me sing it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Have you ever read an obituary that seemed to be a slight form of entertainment? Well, relatives of a 91-year-old Ohio woman are giving her the last words with a spirited, and occasionally even profane, obituary that started with the basics. I was born, I lived, I died. It then goes on to give further instructions for people to wait the appropriate amount of time before trying to claim her stuff. They wrote it in Jean Oddie's perspective, recapping the people that were important to her, adventures she had, and her favorite activities that included playing cards and teaching her granddaughter dirty songs. Her daughter, Casey Oddie Clark, told the press that the obituary celebrates a blunt woman who lived unapologetically. The obituary also promises an after-party following the funeral service, but it did warn, "If you're sick, don't bother to come. I might be dead, but I still don't want your germs."
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She's my baby and I love her so. Every morning when the sun comes up, she brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's how I know. Yes, I know. I just love her so. If I call her on telephone, say, "Baby, that is all alone." By the time you count one to four, Chevy on my door, yeah. In the evening when the sun goes down and there ain't nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight. Eddie, baby, everything's all right. That's how I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. tights. Eddie, baby, everything's swinging. That's how I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so.
That was Eddie Cochran with Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Here are the Contours with Move Mr. Man.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, aha, come on.
It probably wasn't the best idea. Greensboro, North Carolina defense attorney Larry Archie stirred up quite a controversy with his billboard. It declared, "Just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty." Other lawyers have noted that technically his message was accurate in certain situations, like self-defense, but nevertheless they did express their regret that it didn't do too much to improve the public image of the legal profession. Archie subsequently replaced the billboard with a less controversial one that read, "When you need justice, you need just us."
Here we come. Well, I remember when I was just children, a time when people used to treat the neighbor like a fellow man. Them all day singing and them big prayer meeting. When a man was proud to walk up, he'd shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good time. Talk about the good time. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor helped lift your burdens. Oh, and the simple joys of life your friends would share. But the times are harder, and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who the next door neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of, when a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is more old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah. Preaching, son. Now, well, we had a big long talk together the day he died.
said, son, this world is so full of hate and venom that I can't wait to leave this old place and rest on the other side. 'Cause you talk about a good time, talk about a good time. Well, I'm gonna see all the friends I knew in the good old days. We'll have a big handshaking, sit and talk together.
Well, my good friends and neighbors, it is time to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I want to remind you that everybody needs to get away every now and then and relax a little bit, and when you're making your plans to do just that, don't forget to check out all we have here in southern New Mexico, and you can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. Don't forget that those sites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email, because I'm real greedy, you know, when it comes to getting emails. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week and lend a helping hand to someone who needs it. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Elvis Presley and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Burnin' Love. I'm going to see you next time right here on this fantastic station, right here for the Jason Kirkman Show. But in the meantime, have yourself a great week. And remember, we're working together to bring back the nickel soda pop, not the beverage, the concept about the way of life that we used to enjoy. God bless.